As you drive along, you'll see a variety of habitats that support many different species of wildlife. The small, wooded upland areas surrounded by marsh are called hammocks. Migratory songbirds, such as the American redstart and yellow-throated warbler, are commonly seen among the large oak trees. Many birds use the gray Spanish moss that hangs from the tree branches to build their nests. The vast wetlands support many different wildlife species throughout the year. Two common birds that you can see year-round are the American coot, which has a small dark-colored body with a white beak and forehead, and the common moorhen, which also has a small dark-colored body but a red beak and forehead. This is the call of the common moorhen. On most sunny days, American alligators can be seen sunning on the banks of the impoundments or resting just below the water where you can only see their eyes and snout. In the spring, listen for the sounds of a bellowing male alligator trying to attract a mate. Summer provides great opportunities to see long-legged wading birds like egrets and herons, even the occasional roseate spoonbill. Keep a lookout for purple gallinules walking over mats of lily pads, swallow-tailed kites soaring in the sky, and baby alligators napping on logs. In the fall, many migratory birds and waterfowl use the refuge to rest and refuel on native plants and insects during the long journeys to their winter grounds. Winter is the best time to see large concentrations of waterfowl, including ring-necked ducks, blue-winged teal, and northern shovelers. Savannah National Wildlife Refuge provides critical wintering habitat for about 25% of South Carolina's migratory ducks. Hawks and bald eagles are also a common sight. Keep your radio tuned to 1610 AM for the next interpretive stop.